You stepped into the library and found it vacant. The curtains were drawn and the fireplace crackled in the corner, creating a dim glow in the otherwise darkened room. You considered doubling back and finding someone to interview elsewhere, but something drew you to the shelves. You decided to stay and have a quick look around. The shelves were lined with all manner of texts. Science fiction, fantasy, romance novels, biographies. It was an extensive collection. You flipped through the pages of some of them and drew your finger across the dusty woodwork of the shelves. Then, out of the corner of your eye, you noticed a podium on the other side of the room, one with a book sitting unopened on its face. It seemed somehow important amidst all the other novels, so you walked over and took it into your hands to investigate. It was a newer book, a murder mystery so far as you could tell. It bore the title, The Dirtiest Secret of All. You immediately recognized the name of the author, Amelia Peach, the victim's niece and a suspect in his murder. You parted the pages and flipped through the book. The text was small. It was quite a lengthy tome, and seemed well written from what you could tell while reading some snippets. You flipped back to the front page and found an inscription written there. It was beautiful cursive handwriting, penned in red ink. It said, "To Uncle James, thank you for seeing me as a daughter when nobody else could. I love you." It was signed by Amelia herself, and as you stood there analyzing the print, you were suddenly interrupted by a guest.
I am so sorry. You startled me. I just thought you were. Never mind. You just look like someone else, and I wasn't expecting to find anybody in here. We met earlier. You're the detective, right? Yes, I am. Amelia Peach, James's niece. Yeah, nice to meet you. Again, I suppose. If you don't mind my asking, are you lost, detective? Oh, I see. Well, that's perfectly fine. I mean, this was always my favorite room in the house. I spent a lot of my childhood curled up in front of that fireplace there, reading all kinds of thrillers and murder mysteries and... I learned a thing or two back then that I still use today. Sorry, it's just, I noticed that you were reading my book. I gave that to Uncle James a while ago. It was my first book, the first published one. Do you like it, Detective? Oh, thank you very much. You're too kind. I must send you a signed copy after this, after this horrible thing is put to rest. Sorry, it just hurts, you know, it's so sudden. I don't know when I'll feel better. Thanks. Oh, that means a lot. Hey, would you like to, sit down and talk? Maybe there's something I know that might help you, and you know, with your investigation. Yeah? Great, okay. Okay. I'm ready. Ask away. Hey, and maybe I could even use my expertise with the mysteries to help you think things through, huh? That was bad. I'm kidding, of course. I don't fancy myself a real detective. I know it's a lot, you know, it's a lot different out in the real world. Sorry. Yes, I was, as a matter of fact, yeah, I was with Viv, Jen, and Bianca in the kitchen. Oh, we were baking something with almonds, cake, if I recall, yeah. Well, I mean, I say we, Bianca and I were making it, and Viv and Jen, they were just... Well, like always, fighting like a couple of caged dogs, and... Oh, I mean, not that I don't mean, it sounds like I'm calling them bitches. I don't mean that, but, no, yeah, you understand. Anyway, yes, we were all in there. For a while, actually. Everybody else to my, I mean, as far as I know, everybody else was still in the dining room, and then we heard the shouting. Oh, sorry. No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to. Sorry, I didn't mean to get ahead of myself. The kitchen. Okay, back to the kitchen. I mean, I don't know, detective, honestly. I guess, I suppose it's possible. One of us could have slipped out for a while and come back without the others noticing. I mean, what was it? I mean, we were, Viv was on her phone a lot. And Bianca and I were just doing all kinds of stuff, and well, like getting ingredients and measuring things, and I mean baking a cake, We weren't exactly aware of each other's presence for the whole time, and it's a big kitchen, Have you been there yet? Well, you'll see, it's big, and easy to walk around and kind of lose track if you're concentrating on other stuff, But what you don't think that one of them did it, do you? No, I'm okay. I mean, it's just horrible. Horrible to think that somebody that I knew could do such a thing. I mean, it's crazy. No, I'm fine, really. I'm sorry. It's okay. Just okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for your handkerchief. Oh, what a gentleman, huh? Sorry, it's just such a trope, but detective carrying a handkerchief. Oh, but thank you, sincerely. I'm sorry for being so difficult to talk to right now. No, I'm good. I can continue. I can. Okay. No, that's no problem. You want to hear about my life? Well, I mean, where should I start? No, I don't. I mean, I don't really remember my birth father. I was too young when he died. It's all kind of a blur. But I remember my Uncle James. He was like a real dad to me, Like he really liked me, and I liked him too. And we spent a lot of time together. And he was always happy to help my mom with whatever she needed. He was a good brother in that way. And yeah, needless to say, we bonded pretty quickly, me and Uncle James, in a way that he never bonded with Viv or Jen, I would say. And of course that made them resent me, and it wasn't easy, especially because I always wanted sisters, but they I feel like they only saw me as a usurper. But it was all right because I still had a dad, so to speak. Uncle James, he would read me stories right here in the library when I was little. Agatha Christie, the classics. We'd read book after book after book, and he'd feed me chocolate scones. Those were my favorite. I've always liked them ever since he showed me how good they are, and they're still my favorite snack. I usually have them with me when I'm writing my novels. It helps to get back in the mindset. I mean, he's the reason that I became the woman that I am today. I'm and so I'm really thankful for that. I'm grateful to him for that, detective. I mean, I wouldn't be a writer, a wealthy writer. Frankly, without him. Bianca. Yeah, I met Bianca in grade school. We were best friends right off the bat and did everything together. Inseparable. They used to say we were each other's other halves. And, you know, once I met her, at that point, I had everything. Everything I could ever want. I had my mom, I had my best friend, and someone I could call my dad, even if he wasn't really. Well, I graduated from college way back when, and Bianca didn't have a job. I had my writing degree, and I was set to publish my first novel, that one there that you have. I admit, I spent a good amount of time in school writing it. The same one on the podium over there. Anyway, I felt bad about leaving her behind. I love Bianca. I love her so much. She's always been my closest friend. And so the thought of her alone in that part of town that she used to live, it's, you know, shady part of town with a crummy retail job and a rundown apartment, you know, it worried me. I just wanted her to be safe, you know? I think I'd just about kill anybody who tried to hurt her. So yeah, I talked to Uncle James and got her a job here. Well, it seemed like the right thing to do, and as an added bonus, it meant I could visit my uncle and Bianca at the same time whenever I was around, whenever I came home for visits. My two favorite people in the world, both under one roof, and yeah. And after that, I got married. Everything in my life was coming together. My husband has been very supportive of me, and I was able to stay connected with my family until, of course, you know, the rest. As they say, it's history. It's all pages in a book now. Weird, huh? Detective, I have no idea who would want to hurt Uncle James, really. I mean, I know I write these stories and they're all about obscure motives and hidden plots, but really, truthfully, I just don't understand how anybody could hurt him. He was a wonderful man. I mean, yeah, he got, you know, he was divorced, and his relationship with his daughters was always kind of strained, especially with Viv, but I don't know. I just, there's no reason for murder. I mean, I just can't fathom it. It doesn't seem possible to me. Oh, please tell me that I've helped you, Detective. I just can't bear to think of this case going cold and Uncle James's killer going free. Really? You think so? Oh, thank you, Detective. That is such a relief to hear. I really, really hope that you figure this out. Seriously, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. To kiss you. I should go. I think I should go. No, not you. It's okay, Detective, really. I just got a little carried away. I'm not really in my right mind at the moment, you know? It's just been crazy, and... fuck. Why did I do that? My husband saw that I kissed you. I don't know what to do. It's just that you've just been so kind and sweet to me, and I just... I don't know. I just don't know. I'm sorry. I just feel so alone right now. I don't know what to do with this. My uncle's dead. I'll never see him again. Okay, thank you. Thank you. That feels really nice when you rub my back like that. Hey, you're very kind. You're a very kind man, you know that? Thank you. That was nice. I mean, just to feel somebody else's touch, you know, when I feel like this. My husband. Well, he just wasn't as interested in coming this weekend. He's very busy, and, No, that's a lie. I'm sorry. I just lied to you. I'm sorry, Detective. The truth, well, the truth is, my husband and I have been having some trouble recently. I mean, it's nothing serious. It's just, well, we've been trying to, have a baby. But, we haven't had any luck yet. Yeah, it's been rough. We keep this to yourself, right? But, I mean, he has a low sperm count. And we've been trying a lot of different stuff, and I think he's ashamed of that, to be honest. So, you know, please do keep that out of this. We had a fight about it, you know, a few weeks ago. He suggested adoption, but I just want a baby of my own, you know, my own blood that's part of me and that I could grow inside of me and raise. And he called me, I told him that, and he called me selfish. And then I lashed out and called him something horrible, which I regretted it immediately. I love my husband. I love him, I really do, but I worry that I'm losing him over this. It's just such a rift between us now. But if we could just get pregnant, I mean, it would, everything would go back to back on track, you know. Thanks for listening to me. Oh, that. Well, you know, it's funny. When I walked in here, I thought, for a second, I thought that you were my husband. That he came up here or something to surprise me. But well, you really look like him. Just trust me, you look just like him. Same jawline, and the same hair color, same build. It's a little uncanny, actually. I just had a thought just now. No, it's nothing. It's just a silly thought. I'm sorry. Forget it. Sure. I mean, I could tell you. My thought. Well, I was thinking. Maybe you could help. With my situation. What situation? The one I just told you about. I mean, look, we're both obviously attracted to one another. Look, because I've noticed that bulge in your pants for a minute now, and and you do look just like my husband. Maybe you could, I don't know, put a baby in me? A detective, it wouldn't be cheating. I wouldn't see it like that. It would just be a service, you know? Then my husband would never need to know. I wouldn't tell him. To him, it'll just be his baby, and it'll look like him, and because you do, and it would make us both very happy. No, I know it's unorthodox to say the least, but you know, it wouldn't be for love. It would just be for your seed. What do you think, Detective? Would you ever consider it? Really? Really? You'll do it? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Detective. Oh, I'm so glad that you're okay with this. I don't know why I said anything at first. As soon as I said it, I thought you'd reject me for sure, but wow. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm. Let's get undressed, huh? Okay. No. Some ground rules, okay? This between us has to be about making a baby, yeah, and nothing else. Okay. So no kissing first, okay? No kissing. You can look me in the eyes, but I don't want. I can't have that kind of intimacy, okay? No kissing. And second, can you keep your hands on my hips? And last, let me know. You gotta let me know when you're gonna come, okay? Because I wanna take you into me as deep as possible, okay? Huh? Are we clear? Are we clear, detective? Capiche? Huh? Okay. Good. No. Come on. Where can we do it? Well, come over to the chair. Yeah. This one. Right by the fireplace. Right by the fireplace. You're really hard. Is that because of me? I'm wet enough, down there. I think I'm ready. Let me just get on top and line you up and you, okay, ready? I'm gonna sink down onto you now and you just keep looking at me, okay? Keep looking at me. Alright. Alright, here I go. Almost there. Just a little more. You're in me. Fuck, how? Okay, I'm gonna ride you now, okay? Remember, hands on my hips and keep your eyes on me, and then, you feel so good, right? And when you come, I want you to blow like a fucking geyser, you hear me? That's it. Oh, nice and slow. Just making a baby. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, sorry. Your hands are so nice on my hips, you know that? You're so big and warm and strong. Can you grip me like that? I'm scared. Just a little scared, detective. I know this is wrong, but I want a baby so bad, you know? Your cock feels so good in me. So fucking good. What? Please don't ask me that. Because it's embarrassing. I don't know. I guess I guess yours is better. Yours is better than him. I said yours is better. Your cock is better than my husband's. There. You happy now? You're bigger.
and harder. Oh, and better. Oh, I feel so good. So good. I feel something warm inside me. Are you leaking the tetanus? Are you giving me lots of your warm pre-cum? It's okay. It's okay. It's good. I like it. Cause I know I'm doing a good job. And you won't be long now, huh? I've never been fun like this. God. The way you're thrusting your hips up into me. Holding me down on you. It's like you trying to ram your cock straight through my cervix. Like you're trying to fuck a baby into me. Fuck. Oh, hey, look, I know I said no kissing, but I think I... I told myself I wasn't gonna make this intimate, but you were just not letting me do that. Yeah, fine to me like that. Oh god, baby. Give it to me. Yeah, give it to me, please. Give me that cock. Give me that cock. Give me your baby. Kiss me again, please. Plunge that cock straight through my cervix. Oh, I want you to fucking spurt into my womb. Yeah, fuck yes. Oh, not into me, please. Inside me, are you almost there? You're there, aren't you, huh? So am I. Oh, you're moving, come. Keep doing that to me. Fuck me. Fuck a baby in me, detective, please. I wanna get nice and round for you. Do it, huh? Wrap your arms around me. Oh, fuck. Yes, pull me in close. Blast it into me. Fuck my stomach up. Make me. Oh, God. It's happening. Come inside me. Oh, fuck. My husband only trickles into me sometimes, but that was an eruption, detective. You filled me up just like I asked. Thank you. Thank you so much, detective. We just made a baby together, didn't we? I'm so happy. Oh, thank you. No, please, it's all right, detective. Please, no, just stay inside me for a bit, okay? Oh, I just want to keep my pussy all plugged up until I'm sure you've taken hold inside of me. Oh, just hold me, please. Hold me close and let me, like, rest on your chest. Oh, the fire feels so warm and good on my back. So warm. So warm. Well, I mean, I guess this is it, huh? This is what it feels like to be a mom. Oh, thank you, Detective. Thank you so much. I'll never forget this, as long as I live, okay? Okay, just come here. Come here, one more kiss, okay? And then I'll let you get back to work, huh? Now, please go solve this thing. And let me know every detail when you're done, okay? Because I could use some inspiration for my next book.